Monday, January 22nd, 2024, 5:56 a.m. Okay, I got up my usual time, but lately I haven't been coming out to paint until about this time. I kind of watch some I watch a little bit of the news, and a little bit, I'm using that a lot because it's mostly just the campaign stuff. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not affiliated with any particular party, so I really don't care what they decide, who they want to put in front of us to vote for. I don't want to be involved with that charade. Anyway, so I was watching some YouTube stuff, and my general stuff that I like, panels to discuss certain topics and stuff, and art lectures and what have you. So I watch some of those until I get really antsy and I say, well, let me go paint something. I especially like to paint when the weather's not too good, and it was raining pretty heavily overnight. It's supposed to kind of break up this app today in the daylight, so I won't have to worry about doing too much. I am feeling better. My voice still hasn't completely returned. My sense of smell and my sense of taste is starting to come back. Because of COVID, I wasn't eating much, and because of some of the medications I take, it kind of threw everything off. So that was another thing on top of COVID, the COVID recovery that I had to deal with. Certain symptoms came up that after I got my medication straightened out because of that, they all kind of went, those symptoms went away pretty much. Yeah, I guess I could say they did go away. Day before yesterday, I felt really good, you know, and that's the way it's been since then. One thing I have a problem with is I've got this really bad, it's like tendonitis on the left side of my left shin, the muscle that goes along the side of the shin there on the left side. It's like a tendonitis thing. It's not swelling though, and it's not bruised, but it's real painful. So I've been slowly getting back to walking this past week, and just kind of work up to what I used to be, but the pain in the leg really does kind of hinder me. Let's see. So I started another painting this last growing season. I had this really beautiful sunflower plant, and I decided to paint that. I threw down a bunch of ideas on the, well, actually I'm working on paper for that. I bought some paper that that you can just directly paint oil paints on. What's it called? There's a name for it. Let's see. Stonehenge oil painting paper. It says, if oil paints had a bucket list, this 100% cotton paper with no ghosting or bleed through would be on it. This velvety surface requires, no, it's not really not a velvety surface, requires absolute zero prep. So you don't need gesso. You don't need canvas. You just need this. This is Stonehenge oil. So they sell them in rolls, which I bought 51 inches by 10 yards. Oops. Yeah. And so I made a little plywood panel that I can just tape this paper to. And I painted on cotton paper before, but I had to gesso it because it was not that paper. It was regular cotton rag. And I like the effects of that. But this paper does... I'd like to really see if it does bleed through. That'd be an interesting thing to see. But I've got it taped onto the board, so I don't want to take it off just to see if it is. I'll find out later. Anyway, so you know, you think about paper, you know, it's okay, give me a little bit of freedom to deal with some stuff. And that was the mindset I had that I, you know, it wasn't something I really spent a lot of time involved, just rip a piece of paper off and put it on a board. Instead of, you know, building a frame, frame and stretching some canvas on it and priming it and all that sort of crap. You know, you've got a lot invested in it at that point, so, you know, boy. Yeah, my talking still, because of COVID, I can't really talk for too long. But yeah. So anyway, so instead of working on canvas where you've got a lot of energy involved in it, by the time you start painting, you know, it's just something I could deal with. And I can work in a larger format too than with these little canvas panels that I deal with sometimes. Speaking of which, I'm working on this landscape on this one of these canvas panels, and it's kind of done off a photograph. It doesn't really look like the photograph 100%. It kind of looks like it, but I just kind of like just, you know, winged it. The photograph was just a starting point. The photograph itself was when I went fishing with a friend of mine, Ray, who died last summer. And let's see what I'm doing here. Hold on. Yeah, so I went fishing with my friend Ray, who died last summer. And we went down Highway 20 towards the coastal range to go to some lake out there. It was Wednesday, September 18th, 2019, at 7:15 a.m. I saw this really beautiful sight to the south of us along the highway, and I decided to stop and take a photograph. And that was the idea behind that. Just a memory of Ray, you know, that I had. Anyway, so yeah, I'm looking at the actual photograph now in my painting, and I can say, oh yeah, it's similar, but nowhere near. Similar, but not near. How's that one? Okay. Anyway, so that's what I'm working on too. What else have I got going here? I've got the other two paintings too, the other two panels. I got my Man Controller of the Universe panel that I put back up on the wall, let it sit for a while. And then I've also got my other panel of my father, Jacinto's American Dream, which I haven't worked on for quite a while. Jeez, months and months already. And I look at it and it's really dark because that's, you know, still just kind of like working out the whole idea. Same with the sunflower. That's kind of dark. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but we'll see. Maybe I'll just throw it away since it's a piece of paper, huh? Anyway. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not really getting over losing Pia the talking dog yet. We still, wife and I still feel sad about stuff. When we go to bed, we have this internet radio that you can program to turn off after a certain amount of time, which we always kind of like put on, and you know, while we fall asleep. And one of the things it has is our sleep sounds. You know, like babbling brooks and birds singing. Well, the one that we really enjoyed was humpback whales making their sounds. And we'd always kind of think about, well, Pio kind of like enjoyed that one for some reason. So we always played it a lot. But now that we play it, it's just too sad because we think about Pia. So we haven't played that very much. We played it once, twice, and realized, oh yeah, it reminds us of the Pia too much. So we just play other stuff before we go to bed, or as we're going to sleep, that is. So anyway, we did, like I said, we did go look at some dogs over in Yolo County. There's two dogs there. They both still have not been adopted out, and the one I like is not a really pretty dog, but you know, it was just looked like a really nice dog. So, and Margaret liked the more German Shepherd-y looking dog. And it was a really nice dog too, but for some reason I like this other one. It's not as big. You know, Pia was like a 60-pound dog, and yeah, she had a lot of energy. I mean, she had a lot of strength, I mean, because like I said, at first she would want to go after any dog. I mean, like she'd charge him and almost pull me over with her strength. But so I'd rather have something. This one, this other dog that I saw, it's tall, but it's just real thin, and it's like 40 pounds, they say, and that looks about right. And I think it'd probably be a little easier to deal with, but they said she has a pretty good knack of climbing over chain link fences, and escaping. I wonder how she'd do with our yard. She probably could, you know, she probably could just in one bound go over the front gate from the backyard. I don't know. But anyway, so we've been looking at that and thinking about it anyway. But with my leg the way it is, I don't know if it gets worse, there's no way I'm going to be able to go on dog walks very well. So that's one thing that's been making me think of that we probably really shouldn't dive into anything just yet. I don't know. But let's see. Oh yeah. So I had this membership show over on Gibbons Drive, and we're supposed to pick up the paintings last Saturday between 4 and 6. So it's pouring down rain. I get down there at 5 o'clock, and the place is closed, completely closed. So I was like, well, what the heck, you know? So something happened there. Something went wrong. I'll have to pick it up tomorrow because they're not open today. Let's see what else. Yeah, that's about it, I guess. So let me get painting here, and I'll talk to you some other day.